If you want to use podcasting to get big clients and grow your business, then this episode is going to be really interesting. Welcome back to Oh My Pod, the podcast that teaches you how to automate and grow your podcast so you can grow your business. My name is Justin, your podcast coach. And in this episode, I interviewed Ann Carden. She's been an entrepreneur for 32 years. She's also a podcast host. She's built 7 businesses, sold 5 of them, and is currently operating 2 of them now. She is a beast when it comes to marketing and content creation. And in this episode, she talked about how she uses her podcast in her business. She says that she spends a lot of time on her podcast because she knows how important it is as a tool for marketing. She invites potential clients onto her show, and then she talks about how she looks for guests for her podcast, how she looks for people who might be potential clients, and then ends up, she talks about how she finds guests for her podcast, how she looks for potential clients, invites them on, and then through providing value and coaching, they end up becoming her clients. Or she'll invite people on who she wants to meet and they become referral partners, all that stuff. She also talks about her strategy of going onto podcasts as a guest and how a lot of times, without her really even trying to, the hosts end up becoming clients of hers. And finally, she talks about how she uses her podcast as a value stack to add more to her clients' experience with her. And if you want to get help growing your podcast directly from me, as well as tons of trainings and resources, totally free, join my community. The link will be in the show notes below. All right, let's get into it. Okay, and welcome to Oh My Pod. How are you feeling today?
I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me here, Justin.
Yeah, of course. It's a long time coming. I feel like podcasting sometimes is like...
It's taken us a while. Yes.
Yeah, like somebody gets sick and then I'm traveling and then you had your retreat and everything, which was super cool. But we ended up making it happen. And I love what you do and I love the content that you post and the type of business that you're running. And so I've been really excited to get you on to the podcast. So if you just want to give people a very brief kind of overview of who you are and sort of why they should trust you or whatever.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I've been at this game a long time. I've been an entrepreneur for over 34 years. I built 6 businesses, actually 7, and sold 5 of them, still in 2. And I mainly work with coaches, consultants, professional entrepreneurs who want to really play at the top of their market. So they want those really premium, high-end clients, and they want to build their whole business around that model. So we start it kind of the reverse of what a lot of people teach. You know, they teach start with something low and then ascend people up into something high. And the clients that I work with are already experts. They're already excellent at what they do. And so we don't want to start them out with something low and try to get people to go higher. We start them high. And then if people can't buy into those services, they can downsell them. So it's a complete flip of what a lot of people are out there teaching. So a lot of my clients, you know, they're getting $25,000 on the minimum side, $50,000, $100,000. I have a client that closed a $400,000 client recently, but there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just about having offers at that level. It's also all of the marketing, your positioning in the market, your sales process. It's all of those pieces. And then, you know, how do you also scale that business? So I am an A to Z coach and I work with people really that want to get into that $1 million and higher, but they want to do it with a handful of clients.
Wow. So you're searching for clients who are going to be worth a lot more per client to the service provider so that they don't have to shoot to get like, you know, 1,000 leads for their service, but only like 4 or like 2. Right. So complexity of the business is drastically reduced because you're not dealing with 1,000 communication channels. You're just dealing with the few clients, put all your focus into that. So that sounds amazing. My question about that, like I immediately start thinking about, and I guess that this is kind of the topic of what we're talking about. I immediately start thinking about the power of podcasting when trying to reach clients like that, because I know that podcasting, and I don't think it should be just for this because I sort of have a bit of disdain for the podcasts that are only used as networking tools. I also believe that podcasting should be providing valuable content, but there's a way to do both. And so I know that a great way to meet somebody is to invite them onto your podcast. And I know that you have a podcast and you mentioned that you actually use it to get these larger clients or at least start the conversations with larger clients. So maybe if you could just give like an overview of what that's looking like for your show, that would be great.
Sure. So there are a few ways I use podcasts and the way I also teach my clients to use it. First of all, you have to understand when you're trying to get to higher level people and you're trying to get to people that aren't hanging out in Facebook groups and they're, you know, there's just a difference in the level because they're busier. You have to use different strategies. You cannot use that. They don't go through funnels. They don't opt in. I mean, it's just a very different way to market your business. And so you want everything to be what I call high impact marketing strategies. So more influential types of strategies. And so I use podcasts a few different ways. I use it to definitely get in front of people that I'm interested in meeting, could be potential clients or partnerships. So I use it that way as well. They could be referral partners. But the great thing about podcasting is it also is building an incredible brand at the same time. And to your point, absolutely 100%, there should also be value. Nobody's going to tune in if there's not. But if you're interviewing the right people, they have value to bring. And so it's sort of the back end to that is where the relationship is built and where you look, you know, you see if there's an opportunity to work together, to collaborate, to have them become a client. So that's all the strategic side of it. But as far as podcasting, also guesting on podcasts, choosing the podcast, I have brought in some really high-end clients from being on their show, on their podcast, because when I'm sitting there for 30 minutes sharing my expertise, they're like, I need you. I need to work with you. And so then we just talk about that, you know, after we're done. So I like to use both. But the other great thing about it, it really builds your visibility and it really builds your credibility in the market. And these are all things that it builds up that market positioning and it helps you look the best. It helps you influence. And those are all the high impact marketing strategies that I talk about anyway that you need to be doing. Also, when you think about, Justin, anyone today that is really trying to see if someone's credible, what are they going to do? They're going to Google them. Okay, is this person for real? Is this person doing anything? And when you have a podcast and you have it syndicated or you're on podcasts, so using it both ways, that's going to show up on Google. And so it's another very important piece to building a business. But to me, it is the most, it is such an influential way. And I just, in fact, if you don't mind if I share, I just launched my Expert in You magazine, and this will be used along with my podcast to bring in promotional people for it, to also bring in people that want to be featured in my magazine. I can ask them to also be on my podcast. So it's also beefing up the value of what they're buying into to be featured in my magazine. So there's so many ways to leverage a podcast, so many ways. It's just, and you can repurpose all the content. To me, it's like killing a lot of birds with one stone. I mean, literally.
Yeah. And I think that for what you do specifically, you're 100% right about that, because you have the networking, but you also have the sort of influence building, trust building content, the long form content that people can actually spend time with you, like where people can, you know, they're driving and they can spend that hour or multiple hours with you. But then on top of that, you can then take the podcast and turn it into content that's written or video clip content to then grow on something like LinkedIn or maybe Facebook, where these people hang out. And so, and I know that you have quite a big LinkedIn following, which is really cool, because that's something I'm working on right now. So I know how hard that is to build. But I want to ask you, like, so for your podcast, I want to ask you about your show, and then I want to ask you about how you're guesting on podcasts. So for your podcast, are you like, do you have a specific strategy that you are using to try to bring on certain guests who you think could be a good partner? Or do you just sort of invite people on the fly as you're having conversations or networking calls? Or do you have an actual funnel system? Or like, what does that look like on the actual like week to week episode releases?
Yeah. So I will be fully transparent here. I almost always do the inviting. Now I don't do the actual send in my links and all that. My assistant does all that, but I really do choose who I want to be on my podcast. And we're in some of the pod platforms. And so I get probably 25, 30, 50 applications a week of people wanting to be on my show. It's a lot. I have a lot in there of people wanting to be on my show, but I'm very selective. So we have both an application process for people that come to me wanting to be on there. But for the most part, I'll be honest, I go and choose the people that I want to be on that show. I am selective. And then I also do solo shows as well, where I get to share my expertise around things too. But sometimes also I'll look for people that could be partners, and how could we partner, and I'll bring them on my show. And so there's a lot of ways, you know, that I use it, but I do a lot of my own selecting because, and I can give that to my assistant, but there's just something different about me. Number one, it's just more strategic when I go and actually have a conversation with someone and say, and I'm building that relationship with them already, and say, oh my gosh, I would love to have you as a guest, as my special guest. And that it's really that simple. And then from there, I turn it over to my assistant. So yeah, that's really how I run mine.
I'm 100% on board with being the one to book your guests. Also, because when you get on the call with the person, it's definitely a different vibe if you've booked them yourself, or if you've at least sort of had the conversation yourself. And so that's also creating a stronger relationship right from the get-go. I do the same thing. Like I'll just be, you know, we're running businesses, and everybody who listens to this podcast has a business as well. So we're running businesses, meaning we're having conversations, most of us at least, are having like conversations daily with different people on different platforms. And when you come across somebody who is in a similar field as you and has different types of expertise, and you want to, you know, have a conversation, it's like, okay, instead of a networking call, why don't we just like, let's just record a podcast, and then we can get to know each other, but also make it really worth both of our time and create some valuable content for people listening or watching too. So bit, yeah, love that. And then obviously all the admin side, I would recommend that everybody have a VA or an assistant take over all of that. So for everybody listening, reaching out yourself, great, but all the admin, get rid of that. Application process. So you said you're very selective. I just am curious, what are you looking for? Like, how are you selecting?
Yeah. So I, for the most part, when I bring people onto my show, there are a few things I'm looking for. Number one, do they already have expertise? So can they really add value to my show? That's the first thing. Also, is there a potential opportunity there for them to be a client? Maybe, let's say for, I'm just going to use this as an example. I see someone who's all over Facebook and they're amazing and they're doing big things, but they're not even on LinkedIn at all. Well, LinkedIn, or maybe they don't have a book. Those are all things we do for people. Well, LinkedIn, I just lost my train of thought here. But if I can see that they don't have a strong platform, or they're not positioned well, or their message is off, or maybe they look like a jack of all trades and they've got 20 different things they do, I already know those could be good people for me. It doesn't mean that they're not excellent at what they do. It doesn't mean that they wouldn't bring value, but it also shows me that they have gaps in their business. And those are the things that I can help them with. So I know what I'm looking for in my clients, and I know where I can help them. Maybe I see that they're out there doing leadership coaching and they're working in corporations, and I start a conversation with them and I find out that they've been doing this for a very long time. But maybe, you know, when they tell me what they sell, I say, oh, they're not even charging a fourth of what they could. Well, I'm not going to jump right in and try to sell them, right? But they've got value they can bring to my show. So I'll invite them to my podcast. I'll build that relationship with them. And then from there, we can turn it into a strategy call and I can help them in their business. So that's one way, at full transparency, but it's not, I'm not selling them. I'm just prospecting, and I'm just being strategic about the people that I bring onto my show. Because if there is an opportunity to help them, it's a really great way to build a relationship with them where the walls come down, and then they're much more open to, you know, to what you do versus I show up with a message and I try to pitch you. So it's just some people might say it's a backdoor way. Yes and no. I'm really shining a light on them. I'm really letting them share their expertise. I'm really promoting them across channels. It's a win-win. It's a win-win all the way around. And then if they do want to become a client, it's a win-win again. So, you know, for me and for them. So it's just a very different way of prospecting. But I do the same thing when I'm looking to be on shows as well. Not always. I get asked to be on a lot of shows, and they're not my ideal people, but you never know where those relationships are going to go. You never, I mean, great things can happen in those relationships? Or can I go speak to an event that they're having? Or can I speak to their audience and share something that would be helpful for their audience? There's a lot of ways to leverage these things.
Yeah. And it reminds me of an experience that I had a few weeks ago where I went onto a podcast, and obviously I was talking about podcasting, and one of my like core skills is like audio and video production. And so the host asked me live, like, what would you change about my setup? And so I went through like one by one, her microphone, her everything, and gave her a whole plan, which to her, like, it was great. It was super valuable. And I find it incredibly fun. So it's like no skin off of my back. It's like one of my favorite things to do. But by the end, she's like, okay, well, and now I know that these are the things that I need help with. Do you do these things? And I'm like, well, yeah, I do for sure. It's like, if you want to talk about it, we can. But yeah, it's obviously not the number one intention, as at least it shouldn't be. But I also think that people are very good at sensing out the intentions. So if you come at it from with, you know, just the intention of getting a new client or trying to kind of backdoor sell somebody, then I think people feel that. And those people kind of fall to the bottom. It's people who rise to the top are the ones that are genuinely trying to help everybody. So yeah, I love everything that you just said.
Well, there's definitely a way to do it. And it isn't about being slimy. I just want to make that really, really clear. I would only put somebody on my show if they really had something to add and value. And I always look at if it doesn't turn into anything, that's okay too. We're going to bring great content to the market. It's my way of giving back to the market as well. So, but you know, strategy, Justin, is really important in anything you're doing in your business. Because why are we doing this? We're doing this to build our business. That's no secret. That's just no secret. So yeah, I don't have a problem with somebody putting me. I get put on people's shows all the time. They think I could be their client. And sometimes I become their client and sometimes I don't. And I do not have a problem with that because it's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, if you meet somebody who can help you with something in your business, then like, why is that a bad thing? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if they're willing to use their audience and promote you, who cares? I mean, who cares if they might have something that could help you or they sell you something that you need? I mean, you know, so I guess I have a different philosophy around it because I feel like it's no secret we're in business. I'm not doing this for my health. It is time consuming. It's costly to do a podcast. It takes up more time in my business than anything I do. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. But why sugarcoat it? I mean, I'm out there to build my business. I teach the strategy. I talk about that strategy everywhere. And there's nothing wrong or underhanded about. There's nothing wrong with it or underhanded about it.
Yeah, of course. I totally agree. I just think that there's a handful of maybe bad actors who...
Well, that could be.
Yeah, because I more and more I hear people talking or more people telling me that they've gone on to a podcast and been actually hard sold by the end of the show, like blindsided. And that's made them less likely to accept going on to podcasts because they think that it's just a backhanded sales pitch. So there's obviously a handful of people who are maybe not doing it the right way. But for going on to podcasts as a guest, what is the process of that look like? Are you just getting asked and you're just kind of organically picking them up as you go? Or do you have an actual strategy where you're using like a pitching platform or something? What does that look like?
Yeah, my assistant gets me booked on shows. In fact, you're going to laugh. I'm on four today.
What? Four?
Yes, I said I've already done a couple this week and I'm on four today. My assistant works on getting me on shows. She knows the shows I like to be on, where the audience is, who the people are running the shows. I've been a guest on hundreds of podcasts, but I've gone personally and booked very few of those. My assistant books those, but I also get a lot of people that just reach out and ask me to be on their show. In fact, somebody just messaged me on LinkedIn this morning and wants to have me as their guest. So when you're, and this goes back to what we were saying at the very beginning, when you're elevating your brand, when you're getting visible, when you are seen and you're sharing your expertise and people can see that you really know what you're doing, those opportunities a lot of times will come to you. But I do have my assistant that works the strategy to do to get me on podcast shows as well. So I have them both coming to me and we're getting on. But I love it. I mean, I absolutely, to me, you get to build fast relationships with people. There's nothing like it. And I've made great friends from my podcast, people that I stay in touch with. They'll never be a client. I'll never be their client. But we just built this great friendship and joint venture partners. I mean, there's just so many ways to use it. But yeah, it's all a very strategic approach.
Yeah. So it sounds like for your show, by the way, like roughly how many episodes are you at? Like how long have you been podcasting for? I should have asked this earlier.
I think we just released 211 today.
Wow. Okay. So that's like
211
weekly episodes, right?
Well, I was doing weekly and I've gone to 2 times a week.
Okay. Wow. Nice. That's a good move. I know that I've suggested a couple people do that. It becomes
harder. It's a lot of time.
Yes, it is.
But one of the reasons I did that is because I wasn't doing a lot of solo shows. I was mostly interviewing, which I absolutely love. But I also wanted to get my own content out there. I mean, I have a YouTube channel and I have content all over the place. But I started repurposing some of my content into solo episodes so that I could also be sharing that value and giving. And you know, we get people curious to see us multiple ways. So it was just another way to level that out. But our goal, I really want to get my show into like the top 1 or 2%. Right now we're in the top 10%. But growing my show has not been the focus because of the way I use my show in my business. But now with my magazine coming out, I'm really looking to grow all that and beef all that up because I'm building up the agency side of my business, the attraction marketing and media agency side. Because at some point when I build up that expert in you brand, I'll be able to sell that someday, just like I've sold 5 other businesses. So that's a strategic move on my part too.
Yes, definitely. And so what it sounds like is like for you, your podcast is the most important parts of it are the networking, the content, like the long form content, but it hasn't necessarily been like your goal from day one was to get podcast that's getting 100,000 downloads a month. It was like it because the podcast itself, and this is something where I think people get a little bit ahead of themselves as they say, like, I don't want to start a podcast because it's so hard to grow. And it's like, it is difficult to grow a podcast, but it doesn't mean that from episode one, you can't already be getting a huge amount of value just by playing your cards the right way. Because the podcast is simply just a platform of for you to speak and for you to speak to other people. And that's always going to be valuable no matter how big the audience is. And so I guess one of my last questions would be, because you're so busy, I'm assuming that you're busy, but also that you have people helping you and a great team and everything. But how do you actually manage putting so much time into the podcast, into going on to podcasts, having your own show and doing it twice a week? Like how can somebody who's listening to this and being like, oh my gosh, like how can you put that in a way where it's manageable?
Yeah. So I have selected days every month that I will record, or I set up my calendar. I set up my own schedule. And so I plan my schedule around my life. I don't do my business, I don't plan my life around my business. So I set up my schedule knowing what I'm going to be available, when I'm going to be taking trips or traveling or whatever, when I'm going to be in my office and we'll be able to, record. So my assistant knows my schedule. And so when she's booking me, she books on that schedule that I have asked her to book. And so sometimes that might mean that I'm doing 4 shows back to back in a day, 4 guest spots. Now that's not typical, although, I mean, I've done that a lot, but it's not like what we go for. It just happened to be that way because July, I've taken a lot more time off. I am taking a lot more trips. And so the days that I did have available, she booked them up. And so that's really the way I run it. I make sure that I've got enough shows in the hopper that if I want to take 2 or 3 weeks and not do anything around podcasting, I can take that time off. So that's a really important thing too, is make sure that you've got shows stacked up. But because I'm always creating content anyway, and for my YouTube channel, I do live streaming, all of those things, I've almost always got solo shows that could be, for my podcast. So anyways, yeah, that's really how I run it.
Yeah, that's great. And so you do have a few weeks of episodes on the back burner at any given time.
Yeah, I probably have 5 or maybe 6 now. It could even be a little bit more than that, but I'm consistently asking people. But again, we're booking them when it's convenient for me, when I know it's going to work in my schedule. And it just works. I mean, we've been doing this for a very long time. Again, I'm going on my 4th year. I'd have to do the math. It's just recently, probably the last 3 months maybe, that we've started doing 2 shows a week. So that's all new. That has definitely made me do a lot more work. But again, I'm already creating content. So we're just repurposing a lot of that for the solo shows.
Yeah. And man, that's a cool strategy to use if you are creating a lot of other content, like doing webinars or live streams or that type of stuff. And you can obviously, I know a lot of the big entrepreneurs, yeah, they do repurpose and put that onto their show. So that's awesome. It's cool to hear somebody like you talk about this because of how successful you are in business and the fact that you are essentially doing podcasting the way that I am telling all the people who listen to this to do podcasting, not with a number one focus of growing this massive audience, but of using this as a tool for your business in a high leverage way. So I think you're the perfect guest. You're the exact type of person I would love to come onto the show. So where do you want people to connect with you?
Yeah. One other thing, Justin, that I didn't mention, and I would love to bring this up because I think it will help. I also leverage my podcast as a value add. So when clients come on board with me, I also offer to feature them on my podcast, which is a top 10% podcast. So you can leverage it in other ways as well. You can even do trades with people. So if you are trying to really build up, you can do trades with people, get on their show. So we've done that, but I didn't think to talk about the fact that I use it as a value add because I want to already help them step up their game, get into the spotlight, you know, build their online brand, build their personal brand. So for me to put them on the show, it's a good thing for me to do to promote them, but it also obviously helps them get all that off the ground and do that. So I just wanted to bring that up.
That's a great piece and something I don't hear a lot of people talk about, but that is if your ideal client lines up with who could be a great guest for your podcast, then that's a huge value add and just another way that you can talk to them and build a relationship with them. So love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to bring that up. Okay. Where can people find me? So, well, I am going to ask people to subscribe to my magazine, expertinyoumagazine.com, because we really want to build this up and it goes right along with my show. And maybe you'll even want to be featured in my magazine. So yeah, I'm going to drive people to that because we really want to build that out.
Yeah. So expertinyoumagazine.com.
And then my podcast is expertinyoupodcast.com.
Awesome. That will all be added into the show notes too, so people can click on that. This was awesome. Thank you. Thanks for taking this time. And I wish you luck on the next 4 interviews that you have booked.
Thank you.
Hey, just before you go, I'm really happy that you made it to the end of this episode. It means the world to me. I only want to ask for one thing in return for putting together all this content for free. And that's just leaving a review. If you can, wherever you're listening, if it's Apple or Spotify, just leaving a quick review is super, super helpful for us. It's going to help more people find the show so I can keep putting this content together for free. Thank you so much. And we will see you on the next episode of Oh My Pod.